Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 109 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about gay pride.
What did you think of gay pride this year?
We're talking about local gay pride.
Yeah.
And we can really only talk about the parts that we went to. Because there was lots of other things.
Yeah.
And in fact, this year, their website listed stuff in other cities, which is the first time I think I've ever seen that.
I wasn't aware of that.
They had Salt Pride or something.
Okay.
I guess in the salt mines.
So they could round us up and bury us down there?
I guess. 3 miles deep.
That's what Maggie would want to do. Sorry. Okay.
I think it was kind of disorganized.
Yeah.
Gay Pride is always kind of disorganized, but this year, more than most.
You think so? Yeah. I only went to the few events that we went to yesterday, so I didn't go to the...
Mm-hmm. You didn't go to as many as I did.
As you did, yeah, because I was busy working. Unfortunately, not saying that you didn't work, but when the events were taking place, that's generally the hours that I'm working, so. So you think it was more unorganized, more than usual?
Well, back when I was on the Pride Committee for like a decade, we made sure everything was thought out and planned out and done, and maybe it was because I was on the Pride Committee. Things were organized. Nothing was left to chance.
Yeah, I mean, you're a very organized person, though, too. And that's good. I'm not saying anything against that. But, yeah, I mean, it's been unorganized. You kind of come to expect that. I hate saying that about the gay community. But, I mean, it always seems to start late.
Yes.
It's always
an hour late.
Always an hour late. This time it actually did start off, the parade started off relatively on time.
Well, we don't know. We were at the end. We weren't at the beginning.
That's true. So they could have hustled it up just to get there near the end. So I like the fact that we didn't go right into the convention right afterwards, because that normally seems like chaos. Like normally,
yes.
You know what I mean?
We went home and relaxed
and came back, and it was much more enjoyable, I thought, because in the past when we've gone, you feel like we're cattle being herded.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was much more enjoyable. The entertainment was already on stage. People were kind of settled in. It wasn't like a big ta-da to rush to get somewhere. Mm-hmm. So that, I enjoyed that quite a bit. So, but yeah. But you went to some of the other events, and I guess we'll cover that when the podcast goes on. We can discuss that more.
Yeah, we have those.
Mm-hmm. Why do we have pride?
I probably told this before, but I'll tell it again because it's important.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we call it pride is there are so many groups and people who want to shame us.
Mm-hmm.
They think that homosexuals are evil and that...
We're sinning.
Yeah, we're sinners, and all of their criticism is pretty much based on shame.
Mm-hmm.
And when they started having the gay rallies, they said, "We want to counter that shame. We want to show that we have nothing to be ashamed of."
Mm-hmm.
And you can't call it the shameless parade. That sounds pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
So they use the word pride.
Pride. Yeah. So that's a good point. It's very very good definition of it. So I really can't really add much more to that. I mean, you summed it up really well there. So, but it is something we should be proud of. Be proud of who you are. We come out of the closet, come roaring out of the closet, be true to yourself. It's like last week when we talked about, I believe it was the podcast last week or the week before when I came out and how I felt like the weight of the world was lifted off my shoulders. And how I really found true happiness after, coming out and after being closeted for so long. So I think, that's one thing we need to remember. And then, don't look down upon the people that haven't come out yet. Let them do it in their due time. But they should be proud. And one thing I do really love about going to the parade is seeing more people like us and seeing how
thousands of people like us
and seeing how happy they are. seeing young people, seeing old people, seeing different colors, just economic differently, socially. But it's the sheer happiness of the people that are there. You see what I'm saying? It's a moment of joy, of happiness, and people are thrilled to be there. So even though it might be disorganized and everything like that, it's still great to go to.
Especially the parade.
The parade, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You see the kids running around and families being, whole families and mixed families and blended families and, people supporting their children, just all makes of life. So it's very enjoyable, and I do love going to it. And me and you, we get to be there, and we get to hold each other's hands and smile, and we kiss if we want to, stuff like that. And I especially love watching you because you do enjoy it. And I think it means a lot to you that we have the ability to go to these things and be accepted and stuff like that. So, but I definitely do enjoy going there with you. So.
Well, I do have my melancholy moments.
And rightfully so. You can explain that if you like. I think you need to.
I didn't cry this year.
You didn't.
I might now.
It's okay. It's all right.
I think of all the people that should have been there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay.
People that should have been there, but they're dead. Because of AIDS.
Yeah.
I see those thousands of people, and I know there were thousands more that should have been there.
And you're right.
So, at Pride, I'm happy and sad and melancholy and proud all at the same time.
Yeah. All rightfully so. It's okay. It's all right. I love you.
Love you back.
I know that. But it is. It's a sad moment, but it's a joyous moment. And you're right. There's thousands of people who should be still here to celebrate it with us. So.
And the last few years, I think that's gotten lost on people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's move on.
Okay. So. The next thing we're going to talk about was the first event we actually went to, which was the big gay market.
That was nice. It was in a park. I'd guess maybe they had 30, 40 vendors, something like that.
If not more. But yeah, it was very surprising. Is that the first year? Is this the first year that they did that?
No, I think they had it last year and we didn't know about it.
Okay, that makes sense. Last year we didn't go to a lot of the events because that's right when you had your surgery.
Yeah.
So we missed, you literally had your surgery And I think
obviously there were a lot of booths of vendors who probably go from one pride to the next.
Yeah.
But there were also some locals. There were some companies that I didn't really understand why they were there.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that were selling new roofs and different kinds of insurance and stuff. I think they just saw a bargain vendor booth.
Oh, it could open a game. I'm just gonna say a new game market. It could open a new market to them, mm-hmm. a new clientele. So you know,
that's good.
So yeah. So I mean, and working sales for so long, you look for any kind of source of income you can find. So and if you can get relatively cheap booth at a place, you never know, one or two roofs sold and make a whole day.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
But that was...
I always try to make a point to go to all those booths and ask for their business card. And, sometime during the year, if I need something, I have somebody that I know supports us.
That's true.
I can go to.
Yeah, I noticed that yesterday when we were at the convention that you asked a lot of people for their cards.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I figured that's what you were doing. So, and it's genuine, too. I know you're genuinely interested in keeping their information, because I know you're really big on supporting the community, and so am I.
Mm-hmm.
But I know we both are. We'd rather support our, quote unquote, our kind.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, so why not? You know, I'd rather give our money to a local person who has something in common with us and the same struggle than some corporate bigwig that could care less about me or you. So.
Or puts rainbow colors on their logo one time a year.
Yeah, exactly.
And I printed up stickers, round stickers, and gave them out.
Yeah.
Most people were receptive. Most of them put it on right away.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that there was lots of people walking around with a Baron Cura podcast sticker.
Yeah.
Probably had no idea what it was.
Yeah.
Some people did ask me, and those people I gave them our card.
Correct. The logo goes over really well. People love our shirts that we wear.
Yeah, because of the red, because of the six colors.
Yeah, the six colors. But I think they think it's also a South Park.
Yeah.
But we.
I wished I could have gotten somebody to draw our caricatures or something.
Yeah.
I went with the South Park thing because it was quick and it was easy to throw together and put on there.
I like it. I mean, it brings people's attention. I mean, you can see if you look around when we're walking, people literally stare at our shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of funny.
It's kind of like, which one is which?
Yeah. And it's pretty obvious to me.
It is to me, too, but some people don't.
People had it right yesterday. A lot of people at the... You know, that spotted. I mean, we took a few pictures with people. They wanted them. So, and people were like, oh, that's you. So, it's neat. But, yeah, we've gotten a lot of good feedback on the shirts.
And the back of the shirt has the QR code on it. So, somebody can scan that with their phone and go right to our podcast.
And you saw the one guy ask about it. He got our names right. He knew that my name is Gaelic and that yours was more of a German-based, which that surprised me. But then you said he immediately started looking up on his phone, looking up our podcast right away.
I handed him our card, and he scanned that code immediately, and he was gone right to our webpage on his phone.
Mm-hmm. So maybe there'll be more people listening from now on.
And at the parade, before the parade started coming down the street, I handed out stickers.
Yeah, you handed a lot.
Probably 200 or so. And I ran out before I ran out of people.
Yeah.
And I bet there was a lot of people went home that night and did a Google search for Baron Cura because they had no idea what it was.
Yeah. And then you came back and you got my stickers. You went through all of those.
I went through all those. And then that afternoon, I printed more. I think I printed about 600 more, but we didn't use those.
Yeah, we didn't,
I brought them to the festival, but I hate to... Those are people who paid booths to be there. I hate to you know, to kind of promote ourselves to.
Step on the toes of people who paid for their booth. Yeah. So.
Kuma and I used to do Pride festivals. We sold embroidery and buttons and all kinds of rainbow merchandise and stuff. And it's a hard job.
It seems like long hours in the heat. And you don't get a break. And yeah, this is a long, long day. And it's a weekend generally.
And often there's some guy hovering around the booth the whole day that thinks he's going to get lucky with us. And by the end of that day, we are so dog tired. There's no way we're doing anything with anybody but a shower.
That's too funny. There you go.
Wild and Proud at the Zoo. You didn't go to that.
No.
You had to work that day. Pretty much it was just, it was $2 off admission at the zoo if you had a button, one of their buttons. And there was nobody there selling buttons. There was no, there was no, like, area.
Presence or anything.
There was a few people walking around with rainbow stuff on. That's the only thing I saw.
Well, I'm glad that I didn't take the day off for that, because I would have been really upset.
Yeah.
So.
It was kind of a bust.
Well, that's too bad. All right. Well, we've already went through that part. Or did you want to go over
the, it again? The parade?
The parade.
It was nice. About as long as it usually is.
Seemed to me that there was a bigger turnout.
Yes. I think that there was a lot of media who, they were in the parade themselves.
Okay.
So, they were telling people about it, you know, on the news in the days prior to it.
Okay.
And, I think more people knew about it sure than in the past.
It did seem more crowded. It wasn't last year we walked in. It was the year before that we walked in it. It didn't seem. But it's, I guess you get a different perspective when you're walking in it and when you're attending it.
Yeah, but, we didn't go down the path. I would bet both sides of the street were full the whole way.
Yeah. And when the last one we attended that we watched wasn't nearly as crowded.
No, and it wasn't downtown. It was in a... Well, sort of downtown. It wasn't on the main street in town. It was on sort of a side street. And I think they had just kind of started it up again.
I think
recently.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it was fun. It was a big turnout. But it was a lot of fun. You know, we got pretty good seats, I thought.
Right towards the end.
We stopped.
And the benches, we stood on the benches so we could see above the people.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Pride. Oh, no. Cockfight.
What was.
You didn't know anything about
it. I had no idea about this.
I think I pointed it out when they came down the street. The anti-circumcision people had big presence this year.
What was that about? Why is that a big presence all of a sudden?
I guess they just decided that was going to be their chance to be seen by the public.
Okay.
They had, I think, the two biggest signs at the parade.
Okay.
And there was quite a few people. So I don't really know why people consider that controversial.
So their whole gist is that it's bad to be circumcised?
Yes. And I agree with them.
Can you form it as some sort of torture?
Totally unnecessary. I think I've seen something like there's 16 square centimeters of skin, at least on an adult. That it's gone, that a whole lot of the feeling and sensation is just cut off.
Okay. Well, originally when it was done was for hygienic reasons, wasn't it?
Religious.
Of religion? Okay. Yeah. Sorry, don't know. Not that versed on circumcision.
And some people still justify it for hygiene reasons, but in this modern day and age, that's really no reason.
Okay. Kind of a line of garbage.
Mm-hmm. I was glad to see they were in the parade. I kind of expected them to have a booth at the festival, and I don't think I saw
there was there. There was one, I thought. I thought there was.
Okay.
Okay. Were they the ones that were walking around saying that gay porn was bad, too?
No.
Is that another?
That was another booth there. And I don't know. I don't know what was up with them.
Okay. Because they had the umbrellas that looked like splatter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't know anything about that either. I asked you, I guess, did they ever watch gay porn? So.
Well, I'd say if you don't like gay porn, then don't watch it.
Exactly it. Yeah. Just don't turn it on. So, if it's not for you, don't watch it.
Okay, then yesterday, Pride at the Park after dark.
Yeah. I guess me and you thought it was going to be something that it wasn't. You know, I thought it was going to be a continuation of kind of a mix between the big game market and the convention. That's what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, me too.
Well, it turned out to be an outdoor concert.
Yeah, with maybe four booths.
Mm-hmm. And that's fine. That's fine, but that's just not mine and your cup of tea. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there was a lot of people sitting on the grass.
Yeah.
I would never do that in a public park. I would never sit in the grass.
Well,
too many people take their dogs to
especially that park. In the downtown area, mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's exactly what they are. They become potty points for dogs. So, and when you brought that up later in the day, every time I saw someone sit down, I was like, oh no, stop. So I couldn't get that out of my head for the rest of the day after you did that. Because people were walking over to the grass like, oh, we'll just sit here. And I'm like, no, don't do that. Don't. Please don't. So, and no one was laying down blankets or anything either.
No, not that I saw.
So.
And it was loud because there was, and the indoor festival was loud too because they had people singing and whatever. And
the drag queens.
I think if I had been in some of those booths right next to the crowd, I'd have been pretty disappointed.
Yeah. And here we are showing our age again. Turn it down. It's too loud. So, but I mean, it was a good turnout. And you know, if it was 15 years ago, I think I would have enjoyed that more.
Mm-hmm. And I think the crowd there was younger than at the parade.
Yeah. But you could see, and also what I noticed was that about an hour and a half after we left, 2 hours after we left, I imagine it was probably going to turn into some sort of drunk fest. Because most of the food trucks there were serving booze. And that's just really not mine in your scene. Mm-hmm. Like I said, maybe 15 years ago, I would enjoy it a little bit more. But that's when I would drink, too, and stuff like that. And you might have partaked in a few cocktails also. But that's really not our thing. So we're not saying anything bad against it. It's just it's not our cup of tea, really.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it was still nice to see the turnout for that.
Yeah.
So.
Although, I didn't see nearly as much rainbow wearing people, so I think a lot of people were just there for a free concert.
Yeah. Yeah. It could be very well it, so. But I did see quite a bit of rainbow. Not as much as at the parade or the convention afterwards, but I did see.
Because when I'm handing out stickers, I look for people with rainbow colors on, and I
kind of help embellish their outfits a little bit more.
Yeah, I say, would you like a sticker?
Yeah.
And the vast majority of them that night weren't decked out like that.
Yeah. I would have liked to have gotten one of the swag bags that people were wearing. Did you see those?
The backpack kind of things? Yeah, I don't know where those...
They were supposed to be the swag bags if you had your button, I think.
Oh.
So, but they look like something that if you got there right when they opened, you might have got one.
Hmm.
So like it goes back to the organization level of the whole thing. So, well, then let's bring up buttons.
You had to have a button to go to most of the events except for the church service.
Oh, I didn't know that they had a church service also. Okay.
But we didn't get any buttons. We paid for buttons, but we didn't get buttons because they ran out of buttons. And instead they printed out business cards, which I can understand, but again, disorganized.
Yeah, I was because we collect the buttons that we give kids and we keep them. So I was a little disappointed in that.
Also, no pride guide.
Yeah, no problem. That you paid to be in.
Yes, we paid $150 for an ad in a pride guide that never got,
Published,
that we never.
not even digitally published.
Well, last year they said, we can't afford to print them, so we're going to make a digital pride guide, which they did, and our ad was in there. This year they didn't even do that.
So they took the money and
They
ran.
just took our ad money and,
That's yeah, we need them somehow
if
follow.
they printed out guides, they didn't print enough because an hour after the parade we got there and there was nothing.
Yeah, we need to figure something out about that because that's completely inappropriate, in my opinion. You basically just took $150 of our money, you know what I mean, and did nothing in return. So,
And I did look again this morning to see if their guide was, if they had a digital online edition, and they didn't.
I didn't. Okay. So, yeah, they give us a little rainbow business cards, pretty much to get into the, and the buns weren't cheap. I think they were $10 a piece, so cheaper than River Festival, but still something, we should have gotten a button, in my opinion. So that covers the Pride Guide magazine also. Or was there an actual magazine? Or is that what
I
you're
don't
talking
think there was.
about? Yeah, I
If
didn't.
there was, they didn't print enough because they ran out, and we never saw it.
Well, yeah.
I did ask them to mail us a copy to the P.O. box. They've not responded.
Probably not going to either. And that's frustrating too, because I remember, was it the year before last year? Basically, they said that they had a new person came into town from Kansas City, I believe, to run the Wichita Pride. They had like a new chair. And this guy was retired from doing what he normally did. And I don't know if, apparently, you don't remember him talking, but he was at the rally. And now he was going to change things. And so far, he's saying it seems changes are for the worse. I mean, more events, that's good, but less organization is never good.
I guess maybe I need to get involved again.
I mean, if you like, I'll support you
I
100%.
mean, I can't, I just can't sit here and bitch and then not do anything
That's
about it.
true. That's true. So that seems like what we have to talk about. But then, I think, believe you said that one of our listeners joined Mastodon.
Yes, Hunt Cub.
Hump Cub did?
He sends us email regularly, and he said after he heard our episode about Mastodon, he joined.
Okay, well, shout out to him then for doing that. That's pretty cool. So, yeah, I found out that we did have a few listeners yesterday from Pride. So,
Some people that we know listen to each episode, possibly so they can keep up with our lives, I guess.
Yeah, which is fine. So shout out to them too. So, I guess that's all we have for this week. Do you have a joke for us?
Yes.
Okay, what is it? Why are you looking at me like I'm doing something wrong?
Do you know why Pride is in June and not in September?
Why?
Everyone knows pride goeth before the fall.
God. All right. Dork.
We hope you enjoyed episode 109 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com, and Oz is spelled AWES.
This This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.